time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Let somebody shout hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. David started as an ordinary shepherd boy.
David Ibere, Ninu Besia Yere, Gagabi, Omode Kuridanadan.
But he became great.
Shuba Odianilla.
And you are going to become great.
Amen. Back on, you know, you Odianilla.
David started as an ordinary shepherd boy.
David Ibere, Gagabi, Daran Daran.
And he brought forth great fruits.
Shuban, Osi Wamwa, Wesun La, Yadewa.
And you are going to bring forth great fruits.
Amen. And you know, I also Sun La.
Two of such fruits that David brought forth.
Make it in one way so on it, David. So,
Solomon.
Nani Solomon,
who became the richest man that ever lived.
And in our Tioja, or Lord of the Lord, I grew a new book by
and out of your loins will come the richest children the world had ever seen. Secondly, he brought forth the greatest of all. Jesus Christ, the Son of David. Out of you will come children that will rank the, among the greatest in the world.
Amen.
But why did God pinpoint David for this honor?
See,
Omowale had already told us.
Omowale
in Psalm 34, verse 1.
David said,
David
said,
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. When David praised God, people thought he was crazy. For 5 minutes, I want you to praise God so much that God will look down and say, You will be great. You will bring forth great fruits. You will be special. Go ahead and praise the Almighty God. Praise Him whichever way you like. Sing before him. Dance before him. Clap before him. Do whatever you like before the Almighty God. Praise him. Until he will notice you. Magnify his holy name. Worship him.
Thank you, Father.
You're gonna get me, I just see. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. The Lord says,
Holy was a bit.
Listen to me, brethren.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. This is important, so you have to listen. I know you are gone in the spirit, but you have to hear this. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord says,
there
will be no disappointments here tonight.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
No disappointments here tonight. No disappointments here tonight. Thank you, Father. So I want you to lift your voice to the Almighty God.
Say,
Father,
the
grace to pray. Give to me tonight. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty. Since there will be no disappointments here tonight, since all prayers will be answered here tonight, my Lord and my Savior, the grace to pray, the grace to open my mouth and cry out to you, the grace to pour out my heart to you today, give it to me, Lord. Oh, give it to me, Lord. The grace to pray. The grace to pray. To pour on you. To pour out my heart to you. To tell you all my needs. Lord, give to me tonight. Give it to me tonight. The grace to pray. The grace to reach heaven tonight. The grace to pour out my heart to you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Amen.
And Daddy says,
Baba to us,
and the deaf shall hear.
Amen.
Now you know what that means. The Bible says, faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So you're going to pray now. Say, Father, open my ears. Let me hear from you tonight. And let the fire of faith begin to burn in my heart. Go ahead, cry to the Almighty God. Open my ears tonight, Lord. Let me hear from you. Let the fire of faith begin to burn fiercely in my breast tonight. Open my ears, O Lord.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
And the Lord said to Peter,
Peter,
you fished all night. And you caught nothing. But the next throw of the net will bring in abundance. So the Lord is saying, my daughter, you spend several nights with your husband. And no result. But the next sleep with him will bring forth great fruits. The Lord is saying, oh businessman, you have toiled, and no results. The next contract we bring in abundance. The Lord is saying, Oh, Pastor, the next program shall bring in the breakthrough. Hallelujah, Father.
Amen.
Let's just go on our knees before him. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
let's just worship him. Let's just worship him. It's worthy. It's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised, my Redeemer. You are. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my Lord. In the midst of your enemies, you will still be singing for joy. Father,
Baba,
we bless your name. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. There's no one like you. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the I Am that I Am. You are the Ancient of Days. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you for the miracles, for the signs, for the wonders. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you because there will be no disappointments here tonight. Thank you because the deaf shall hear. Thank you because miracles will happen. Thank you because there will be shouts of joy. Take all glory, Daddy. And give us all the blessings. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let somebody shout hallelujah. If you are not going to be disappointed tonight, let me hear you shout hallelujah. I was in my hiding place. Praying for this Holy Ghost service. I heard a sound. And I said, Lord, what sound is this? And he says, it is the sound of abundance. And he says, in October, call your people together. And share with them about the sound of abundance. I was with some of my children recently. And I greeted like we normally greet, how are you? And they answered the normal way. How are you? I didn't hear you. Suddenly, I had an urge to ask a question. And I said, how are you? And he said, and he answered, I am great. The question came immediately. How great? And
And it was as if he's been waiting for the question. The answer came very great.
What
So while I'm getting ready, trying to come back to redemption camp from the heavenlies, how are you?
I'm great.
How great? I didn't hear you. Let me give you a little bit of the sermon that may come sometime. I don't know whether God will allow it to come soon.
You
know, when you speak, at least 7 people hear you. God will hear. Angels will hear. Believe it or not, the devil will hear. Demons will hear. Mountains will hear. Let me stop there. God said, as I have heard in my ears, so will I do unto you. So how are you? How great?
Very
great. The Bible says, the angel came to Daniel and said, we heard your words, and I have come because of your words. When angels hear from you, angels are your ministering spirits. When they hear from you that you are great, they will come to see to it that you become great. So how are you? The Bible says, thank you, Father, that you are to resist the devil and he will flee from you. There's only one way to resist the devil. Is by letting him hear you. If you tell him that you are finished, he will move in. But if you tell him how great you are, he will run from you. So how are you? How great?
I am very great.
All right. I think I can begin now. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Psalm 128.
Psalm 128.
Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his ways. Thank you, Father. The Lord says, since he's listening, And it is in the power of the Father to decide the fate of his children by what the Father says.
Ti o si wa ni pa baba lati a se o to ba wu lori anyamo wa re.
By what he says.
Nipa o ti o ba so.
He says he wants to hear from me concerning you.
Oni o fo to latenu an baba wa nipase wa.
That's good.
Ani eleyi dara.
That's good.
Ani eleyi dara.
That's very good.
Eleyi dara gan.
Every one of you here today, and the families you represent, you shall be world champions. And you shall be undefeated champions. Shall be productive champions. And you shall be exceedingly great champions. So shall it be. I said, so shall it be. I didn't hear your amen. I said, so shall it be. All right. Now. Hey, thank you, Daddy.
Abashio.
Thank you, Lord. Psalm 128. Psalm 128.
Oh, in that video, Keji, didn't you add it?
I'm now in verse 2.
As I Keji.
For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands.
You don't see what you shall.
Happy shalt thou be. And it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thy house. Thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the Lord, that the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion.
Amen.
And thou shalt see the good of Nigeria all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children. And peace upon the redeemed Christian Church of God.
Amen.
Your amen tonight must be really strong. Amen. Tonight we want to talk about great fruits. And what do we mean by fruits? Fruits could be babies. Like Psalm 127 verse
3.
Talks about the fruit of the womb. He said, Psalm 127 verse 3. He said, lo, children are an heritage of the Lord. And the fruit of the womb is his reward. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 4. Deuteronomy 28 verse 4 says, blessed shall be the fruit of your body. So fruit could mean babies, and fruit can be harvest from the ground. fruit of your ground, fruit of your cattle, fruit of your sheep. According to the same Deuteronomy 28 verse 4. Fruit can be the outcome of your daily work. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10 say, say ye to the righteous that he shall be well with him, for he shall eat the fruit of his doing. Psalm 128 verse 2 here. Psalm 128 verse 2 said, for thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Fruit can be the result of evangelism. The souls that are won into the kingdom. Because in John 15 verse 16, the Lord said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have ordained you that you may go and bring forth fruit. So when we talk about great fruits, therefore, we can be talking about great children. That's why all of you who are here trusting God for the fruit of the womb, you will not bring forth ordinary children. You are going to bring forth great children. For example, the Bible says concerning John the Baptist in Matthew 11 verse 11, it says, of all the men that have been born of a woman, there had not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. Well, I have good news for you. Your own children will be greater than John the Baptist. And great fruit can also be the result of sowing on good soil. Like in the parable of the sower. In Matthew 13, verse 3 to 8. It talks about a sower that went to sow. Some fell by the wayside. Some fell on stony ground. Some fell among thorns. And some fell on good soil. Those that fell on good soil brought forth fruit. So from today, you will be sowing on good soil. And you'll be reaping great fruits.
Amen.
When we talk about great fruits, therefore, we could also be talking about a little effort bringing great results. The elders have a saying. It's very difficult to translate into English.
He
said, how you labor does not necessarily determine how you will become rich. In other words, it is not how hard that to labor, it is how correctly you labor.
Ah, bi ona laala re se lo se ona to dara.
One single sermon can bring in several converts.
Iwasu gojojo o le mu opolopo okan wa ti odo Olorun.
Those of us who were here during the convention, we saw what happened on the Holy Ghost night.
Oh yeah, what I was ni akoko ajodun. How do you go chale ni ojo iseti mi mo?
One single sermon.
Iwasu gojojo.
And the pastor made the altar call. And there was not enough room in all this place to take the converts. Great fruits. Now, we're going to spend some time tonight, if the Lord will allow us, to discuss these great fruits one by one. We want to talk about the fruits of the womb. We want to talk about the fruit that is the result of your labor. If God allows, we want to talk about the fruit that is the effort of evangelism. But the way things are going, only God knows how far He will allow us to go in preaching. All we know, thank you, Father. All we know is that you will bear great fruits. See, the Lord just said, He said, and the dry land shall become wet.
Amen.
No, that's confirming what the bishop had already said. Seed will not grow on dry land. And so I believe God is saying to you that every dry womb shall become fertile.
Amen.
But it's more than that. The elders have a saying. When they want to say that things are hard financially, they will say the ground is dry, it's not for lack of rain. Which means, when I say the ground is dry, I'm not talking about the natural rain, I'm talking of financial rain. When God says, and the dry land shall be wet, I'm confident that He's saying that every dry bank account shall become liquid.
Amen.
I believe that every dry project shall blossom again. And for the students, I believe that every dry brain shall begin to function well. Now let's look at great fruits of the womb. Can you observe something that is very interesting? That majority of the great men of the Bible, those who seem to be very, very special, came out of barren wombs. Isaac,
Isaac.
Samuel.
Samueli.
John the Baptist.
John the
Baptist. Is there anyone here who would not like to have a son like Isaac? Or
Samuel.
Or John the Baptist. So let's just look at those three as examples. Isaac. His name means laughter. The child of joy.
Oh my God.
Somebody here tonight listening to me. The baby that God is going to give you throughout your life, it will not cost you one single day of sorrow.
What kind of child is Isaac? An obedient child. The father said, my son, we are going on a journey. Yes, daddy.
Only go through Baba.
And he followed. He had no question.
Go ni bere gaga.
Daddy says, let's go, we go.
Baba go be oya as in lo niajo.
I have good news for somebody.
Mo ni iroyin ayo kan fun enikan.
Your next baby.
Omo re ton kan.
Will be absolutely obedient.
Yo fi gogo ojo aye je en to ma gboro ha.
Genesis 22.
Genesis 22
verse 9.
Ese kesa.
Genesis 22 verse 9.
Genesis 22 verse 9.
Said. When Abraham was about to offer Isaac for a sacrifice,
Abraham
he bound him and laid him on the altar. Here was an old man, about 120 years old, binding a boy of about 20. If the boy did not submit, there's no way the father could have done it. If the boy decided to run, the father can't catch up with him. If the boy decided to struggle, a 20-year-old boy with just one little push, and the father will fall down. Because the father is about 120. But he said, my son, I want to bind you. Yes, daddy. I want to lay you on this altar. Yes, daddy. You are the one I'm going to use as the sacrifice. Yes, daddy. The next child you are going to get will never give you a single problem. What kind of child is Isaac? Is a child of multiplication. In Genesis 22, verse 15 to 17. Thank you, Father. Genesis 22, verse 15 to 17. Oh, Lord. Daddy says, there shall soon be a flood of joy.
Amen.
A flood of joy. That's coming my way, no doubt about it. You know what that could mean? As a result of our gathering tonight, there
will
be many multiple children born into this world. Many of them will not come singly. There will be twos, there will be threes. And for the businessman, you better get ready for more contrast than you can handle yourself.
And may
I tell the pastors, get ready for more converse than your building can hold. Thank you, Jesus.
Baba
Sometime ago, years ago,
ni odun mere ko sayi,
one of my daughters came to me. At that time, I was a lecturer at the University of Lagos.
Oko ninu awon omo obirin ti don binu Oluwa to baba wa.
Nobody seems to be saying how now.
Ah, o so pe baba o da be ni pe ko se ni kankan to so pe o ri mi ni bi kankan.
So we prayed for future partner.
As you are about fun oko ojo waju.
And within 1 month,
naani osu kan,
6 people came.
Awon okunrin mefa lo wa.
So we had to pray a new kind of prayer.
Ani lati wa gbadura miran.
Why am I telling you that story?
You know that answer, you tell me.
Because there's someone here among you, sisters.
Nitoribe arilara yin arabirin to wa ni loni.
Before we return in October.
Ki a to pada de ni osu kewa odun to bo. Osu kewa odun yi.
You two will be praying that new kind of prayer.
Iwo na yo be si garu adura tutun yi.
So hallelujah.
Amen.
So where were we? Ah, Genesis
22:15-17.
The Lord said to Abraham,
Oluwa so fun Abraham,
in blessing I will bless you.
Ninu bibuku ni wo bubu.
In better multiply, I will multiply your seed.
Oni ninu si so di bubu, wo so eso da di bubu.
Abraham, you will be blessed.
Abraham, o de ni bubu.
But Isaac will be multiplied.
Sugba, Isaac da o so di bubu.
Listen to me carefully. This is not an ordinary night. All of you here tonight, you will be blessed. But your children shall be multiplied. What kind of child is Isaac? Is a child who carried on the family blessing.
Only Amati, what does he want you to do? Good delay
is a child who became very great.
Only Amati, only Nagidi.
There are all kinds of children.
Only Shishamaloa.
The children, the father may be great, they will reduce the greatness of the father. Some of us were talking about, you know, things that had happened in the past. We remembered years ago, in a particular village, when there are, you can count the number of story buildings. And the children of those people who build the story building brought it down and reduce it to just ground floor bungalows.
Awon mo baba to ko petesi won wo petesi won ti ko le le sibe.
Your children won't be like that.
Awon yo ri be o.
Your children will keep going higher.
Amen. Awon yo ma goke lo sha ni.
No matter how great God may make me,
koni fi se bi Olorun se ma so mi di nla to,
you are all going to be greater than I. You better say amen to that one. Say it loud and clear. What about Samuel?
Samuel Iwango.
His name means asked of God.
Ah, it's a word of God.
Or answer to prayers.
Tabi idaun si adura.
Or a gift from God.
Tabi ebun latodo Olorun.
You can read that in 1 Samuel chapter 1 verses 20 and 27.
Samuel
1:20 and 27. There are children that you have, and you almost say to God, why should I have this one in my family? But there are children that everybody will know that this is a special favor of God to you. Every child that will be conceived as a result of tonight, they be straight from the throne of God. What kind of child was Samuel? He was a powerful child. 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 19. 1 Samuel 3:19. The Bible says God will not even allow his word to fall to the ground. In other words, when he speaks, before the saliva from his mouth will touch the ground, everything he said will come to pass. Listen to me carefully. Many of you who are trusting God for the fruit of the womb, out of your womb shall come great prophets. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord asked me to ask someone here. He said, how do you want your twins? Two girls, a boy and a girl, or two boys? You better tell him now. Say it so that he can hear you. Oh Lord, thank you, Father.
Baba Sheo.
Samuel.
Samuel.
He was a king maker.
Oh yeah, Afobaje.
He was the one who enthroned Saul.
Oh no, Saul, Joba.
He was the one who enthroned David.
Oh no, David, Joba.
He was a king maker.
Oh yeah,
it was someone so powerful that when he comes into a town, the elders will shake. Until he has spoken, they don't know why he's coming. None of you will have a useless child.
Amen.
You will have children who will be controlling presidents. What about John the Baptist? Luke chapter 1, from verse 11 to 14. The Bible calls him a child of joy and gladness. That's the kind of children God will give to you. In verse 15 of Luke chapter 1, the Bible calls him great. If God says somebody is great, that fellow is great. Your children will be great. What kind of child was John the Baptist? From the mother's womb, he was a Holy Ghost carrier. He came as an evangelist, revivalist, powerful. The Bible called him the prophet of the highest. The Bible says he was strong in the Holy Spirit. You will find that read the whole of Luke chapter 1 and you'll find it there. Because I had the kind of child that we are going to have. Powerful. Holy Ghost carrier. Prophet of the highest. Strong in the Holy Spirit. Jesus said concerning John the Baptist, he said there's nobody as great as him in his generation. You know, in every generation somebody is born. And everybody will say, this is the greatest in this generation. I was talking sometime, somewhere. Preaching at a particular place. And I said something that I'm sure you agree with me is true. I find that whenever they are comparing cars, they will say, oh, Mercedes-Benz is the strongest.
Mercedes-Benz,
they will say, BMW is the fastest.
BMW,
they will say, Lexus is the most comfortable. You know, they never talk about Rolls Royce. Why? Because Rolls Royce is in a class of its own. You don't compare sleep and death.
Rolls Royce, iku ati aru.
The kind of children you will produce will be Rolls Royce. I mean, they will just stand on their own. And when people are comparing this and they say, his own is, you know, you don't talk about him, you know he's superior. You know, God told me, I think I've shared it with you a little. He said, out of the redeemed Christian Church of God, I will raise up a people that will cause the world to have a new definition of greatness. In other words, the smallest of you will be so great that the world will say, ah, well, if this is what they call small, then we have to redefine great.
Amen.
We haven't seen anything yet. I said we haven't seen anything yet. Years ago, when we just moved to that segment of this auditorium, which was very big then, and I said, the old auditorium, beside the expressway, we soon become the auditorium for the children. Everybody say,
ah.
To say something else, I mean, where can that be? During this last convention, it has become clear
that
the old auditorium
is becoming
too small for the children. You haven't seen anything yet. Take a look at what you now call this big auditorium. How big? You believe God. And I tell you that very soon, the children will tell you, go and build your own because we need this one. Because multiple children are coming.
Do I hear
amen to that one? Thank you, Daddy. Daddy says, trespassers shall be chased out. Now that I need to explain that one. Number one, it means all those strange women causing trouble in your home shall be chased out. It also means all those spiritual husbands, spiritual wives shall be chased out. It also means that all those illegal consumers consuming your money shall be chased out. It also means that every sickness, every disease in your body shall be chased out. I want you to stand on your feet. Don't worry. We'll continue as God allows us to. I want you to cry to the Almighty
God.
I say, Father, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Every trespasser, sickness, disease, doubt, unbelief, demons, curses, evil covenants, I command now, get out. Open your mouth and cry to the Almighty God. Every trespasser, oh Lord God Almighty, trespasser in this temple of the Holy Spirit. Every sickness, every disease, every ache, every pain, every doubt, every unbelief, every demonic influence, every evil covenant, every curses, I decree right now, get out! Get out! In the mighty name of Jesus, every trespasser, get out! Every devourer in my life, get out! Get out! Lord had spoken. He said, trespassers shall be chased out. I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. Every trespasser, I'm chasing you out now. In the name of Jesus, I'm commanding you to go! Sickness, go! Disease, go! Demons, go! Go! Now, in the mighty name of Jesus, move out! Trespassers, get out! Hypertension, go! Diabetes, go! Cancer, go! Fibroid, go! Barrenness, go!
Poverty, go! Trespassers, go! In the mighty name of Jesus, go now! Get out! Thank you, my Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Every sickness shall leave your body in Jesus' name. Every demon shall leave you alone in Jesus' name. Every devourer shall leave your money alone in Jesus' name. Every evil link with spiritual husband, spiritual wife, spiritual child shall go in Jesus' name. Every intruder in your home shall go in Jesus' name. Every agent of the devil in your place of work shall go in Jesus' name. So shall it be. Ah, so shall it be. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name. Let's go ahead and give the Lord a big round of applause. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. The Lord said there's a woman who came here tonight looking at someone who is 8 months pregnant without any pregnancy at all. God asked me to ask you to check your belly, that the load that the enemy has put there has been removed.
Amen.
So we thank you, Lord. So we have great fruits in the, you know, children like Isaac, like Samuel, like John the Baptist. The Lord said there's a woman here. You will remember that in your dream, there's always this child following you everywhere you go. Lord said you may not know it, but that's the child that is preventing you from having a baby. Ask me to tell you, you will never see that child again. So we have these special children. But we need to note that these special children came from special parents. Abraham, the father of
Isaac,
was someone who was chosen by God for blessing. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. God said to him,
Abraham,
I will bless you. I will make your name great. I will make you great. You will be a blessing. Those who bless you, I will bless. Those who curse you, I will curse. And through you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. When God chose Abraham for these blessings, Abraham has never done anything good or bad. According to records, God just chose him for blessing. And God is going to choose somebody here tonight for blessing. Who is the one? Let me hear your amen loud and clear. But then you will notice something about Abraham from that moment on. Number one, he was an altar builder. You heard it earlier this evening. You want the rain to fall? Repair the altar. Go through the scriptures. Everywhere Abraham went, he built an altar to the Lord because he was a consistent worshiper. He just wanted to worship God.
No,
when I get to a gathering, by the time I've been there for 30 minutes, I can tell you, I'm not talking about hearing from God now, but I can tell by observation those who are going to be very great.
You know, when
people are praising God, you can see the reaction of people. Some people are enjoying it. They just sit down as ladies and gentlemen. You know, even though they don't bear the title, but they may sit down as a most senior apostle. When
apostle
watching little children praising God, at times we begin to wonder, maybe they are even the God that we are praising. Whereas you see others, when they see that these people are praising my daddy very well, even though I'm not in the choir, let me join. They stand up, they begin to dance.
Why did they do that?
And you see people around them looking at them, why are you doing that? Let them keep on looking at you. Let them remain seated while you are standing. When God is lifting you higher, they will still be looking. Oh, but you may say, most of the time we don't see you standing too, sir.
I know what this is, Baba.
I'm conserving my energy because I know I'm going to be standing when you are sitting. And if you see me where I'm sitting, my leg is dancing. My body is moving. Oh, I'm going on with everything that is going. Because I'm going to reach the top. How many of you will reach the top? From now on, whenever God is being worshipped, remember they are worshipping the only one who can promote you. If God does not promote you, nobody can. Whenever they are worshipping God, forget who you are. Join the worship. When they ask you to shout hallelujah, let your own be the loudest. Let me hear somebody shout hallelujah. That's the way it should be. Thank you. So So you see, Abraham was an altar builder. He loves to build altars because he wants somewhere to worship. And some of you may not want to hear this, but it is true. Abraham was a tither. Father Abraham.
Baba Abraham.
He was a tight pair.
Oh, Genesis.
Read it. Genesis 14, verse 18 to
20.
Genesis 14, verse 18 to 20.
Genesis 18 to 20.
Oh, I won't spend much time on that. We'll come to it maybe some other time. Abraham was a hospitable person. That's how unknowingly he entertained God. Abraham was a reliable friend of God. You can read all this in Genesis chapter 18. Abraham was a great intercessor.
Abraham,
he knew how to pray. And Abraham was a sacrificial giver. You had it again earlier tonight. You want the rain to fall? Give God a sacrifice. I will talk more about that later on. What about Hannah, the mother of Samuel? Thank you, Father.
Bye-bye.
You know, so many things are happening. It's just that if I'm announcing everything, we won't be able to do any preaching. But God says there's someone here. He said, your eyes are dimming periodically. And then it will brighten. And then it will grow dim. And then it will brighten. He asked me to tell you that what the enemy is using to cover your eyes, he has removed.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. This is a big one too. The Lord said, the dominion of the evil one over your partner is over.
Amen.
That is good news for somebody. What about Hannah? The mother of
Samuel.
She was a prayer warrior. Hey, 1 Samuel chapter 1.
Samuel,
verse 9 to 10. 1 Samuel 1, verse 9 to 10. That woman knew how to pray. She knew how to hold on to God. Not only that, she was a covenant partner of God.
Oh yeah,
you said, God, give me that boy and I give it back to you. And not only did she make a covenant with God, she was a covenant keeper. You can still find all this story in 1 Samuel chapter 1. That's why I thank God for all my covenant partners. I can guarantee you God will keep his own side of the covenant.
Amen.
And if you are not keeping your own side, you better begin to keep it now, because once you make a covenant with God,
He will hold you to it.
Hannah
was a grateful woman.
Oh yeah.
She knew how to say thank you, Lord.
Oh my God.
If you read 1 Samuel chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, you will see her thanking God. What about Zechariah and Elizabeth? The parents of John the Baptist. You see, I have taken Abraham, the father of Isaac. I've taken Hannah, the mother of Samuel. Now let me take husband and wife now. Zechariah and Elizabeth, the parents of John the Baptist. What kind of people were they? Pure, undefiled, holy, dedicated servants of God, relentless prayer warriors. You can read all that from Luke chapter 1 from verse 5. To 13. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The Lord said, there's someone here. Inside your mouth are, several sores. And the Lord asked me to ask you to check. They have all disappeared. You are healed now. So what we notice, therefore, is that great fruits come from great people. And then when we come down to things of the hand, you know, the work of your hand and
harvest.
Because I want to talk that one very quickly before God chases me out of here. Every farmer knows that the kind of harvest that you will get will be determined by several things. Number one, the type of soil. If you take maize now, and you spread it over the lagoon, you go back 3 months later and say you want to harvest corn, you'll be wasting your time. Another thing that will determine the kind of harvest you will get will be the quantity of seed. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 6. 2 Corinthians 9 verse 6.
He
says, if you sow sparingly, you will reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. Another thing that will determine the kind of fruit you will get is the type of seed that you sow. Galatians 6 verse 7. Galatians 6 verse 7. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. I was telling a story in London some days ago. I said, years ago, when the church began to grow and the Holy Ghost service was getting too big for me alone to lay hands on the people, I got several elders together and I said, listen, you will be ministering with me.
And I gave each one of them a tie.
As if he tie kankan o ku dan so mo run yin ku enikankan.
That I had used in ministering, each tie that I know have been soaked in the anointing.
Eyi di ati lo nigba ti an se je ranje ti amo pe ifamuro re lohun ti wonu re.
And they began to wear the ties to the Holy Ghost service.
Awon na si be si fi o kuri sorun lati wa se je ranje.
And the miracles began to happen through them.
Awon je yanu si be si jele lati awa won.
But suddenly I discovered.
Wole ji mo ri pe
everybody that traveled, whenever they are coming back, they come and give me ties. Little by little, ties, 100 ties, 200 ties. I said, God, what's wrong with these people? Can't they see something else other than ties?
I was like, hello, Jennifer, when you want.
And God spoke to me, what you sow is what you reap. You sow ties, you reap ties. That's all I told the people in London. What I'm about to tell you now, I didn't tell them because you are special. You know, as a mathematician, I know that whenever you have a theorem, there is what we call corollary. It was some time before the corollary hit me. I sow ties, I receive ties.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864, or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close, off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.